Hello and welcome to Law Library Insights. My name is Kayla Fertig and I'm a reference librarian at the Cleveland Law Library. And today we're diving into a milestone that is 2.5 centuries in the making. On July 4th, 2026, the United States will turn 250. This isn't just about fireworks or parades. It's the semi-quincentennial, and it represents the most significant milestone in our country's history since the bicentennial in 1976. Though Ohio was not a state in 1776, members of the America 250 Ohio Commission have planned ways to celebrate Ohio's role in the revolution and the history that has shaped our state. At the kickoff event at the State House in January, Governor Mike DeWine highlighted the Ohio Revolutionary War Veterans Grave Project, where the final resting places of an estimated 7,000 Revolutionary War veterans will be identified, documented, and mapped across the state. The Ohio History Connection will also conduct archaeological work at Fort Lawrence, a Revolution-era site in Tuscarawas County, where they will install a new historical marker at the tomb of the unknown patriot. Ohio has a patriotic past and a bright future, with America 250 events planned across all 88 counties through 2026. The Supreme Court of Ohio has also launched an 18-month initiative that runs through the end of 2026. This isn't just a collection of static exhibits. It's a living tribute to how the law shapes our culture every day. The court has organized the year around monthly themes that explore different facets of our state's identity. For instance, this March, they are focusing on Ohio Entertains, looking at the state's influence in music and movies. Later this spring, the court will take the proceedings on the road to Carroll County for an off-site session, bringing the transparency of the judicial branch directly to the people. The celebration eventually winds down in December with a look toward future Ohio, offering a chance to reflect on what the legal landscape might look like when the nation reaches 2076. Here at the Cleveland Law Library, we are hosting a series of continuing legal education programs dedicated to our nation's legal history, and in the spirit of public service, these sessions are free for everyone. These sessions dive into some fascinating history, like the evolution of family law in Ohio, or the career of Ohio's own Solomon P. Chase, who defended runaway slaves in court before eventually leading the U.S. Supreme Court. It's an opportunity to see how the nation's core ideals and history are woven into the legal foundation we celebrate today. So whether you are attending a community picnic this summer, exploring the Ohio Foundational Documents exhibit at the Moyer Judicial Center, or catching an Ohio Goes to the Movie screening in your hometown, this celebration reminds us that history is a shared responsibility. We are all a part of this 250-year-old experiment. And as we move through this landmark year, I encourage you to visit the Ohio Supreme Court's dedicated America 250 website to find an event near you and engage with the story of our state and our nation. Thank you for listening to Law Library Insights. Remember to stay informed, lead with kindness, and support your local library. You can check out the Cleveland Law Library on the fourth floor of the old courthouse. We are open to the public every Wednesday, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. We hope to see you soon.